Earth, sky.
There are still frontiers out there being explored. And it's very exciting to be working at one of these frontiers because you never know what you're going to find. And we certainly were surprised by what we encountered.
You're listening to microbiologist Stephen Giovannani of Oregon State University, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Giovannani led a team that in late 2010 discovered living creatures, bacteria, over a kilometer below the ocean floor in the North Atlantic. He spoke about the findings with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
So tell us, what are the main findings of your investigation of life at the deepest layers of Earth's crust?
Well, this expedition investigated microbial life in gabbros, which are rocks in the deep part of the ocean crust, and discovered bacteria there. And it was known that there are bacteria in these rocks. The rocks are cracked, and the ocean circulates through this rock crust. But no one had ever gotten into this deep layer of the Earth's crust before and looked at what was there. We weren't that surprised to find organisms there because the temperatures were about right, and we knew there was water there. The big surprise was the type of bacteria we found. They weren't the same ones that are found in the basalts above. They were an entirely different group of microorganisms. The interesting thing about this discovery was that the organisms we found down there were normally associated with degrading hydrocarbons, and the bacteria in the rocks above are quite different, not associated with that kind of activity. So the bacteria that we found down there were closely related to organisms that are normally found in oil reservoirs or methane deposits. That was a surprise, but it turns out that there's an explanation for this, that other scientists associated with this expedition and also working at a nearby and very exciting area called the Lost City Hydrothermal Vent, have reported that hydrocarbons are in this area, in this region, are being formed abiotically. And that means that, essentially carbon and hydrogen molecules are being made from carbon dioxide and hydrogen in interactions between water and rock and producing organic matter. Now, most of your listeners will know that the organic matter in the part of the biosphere that we're used to all comes from photosynthesis. So it strongly appears that in this region of the Earth's crust, at least, you've got abiotic synthesis of organic matter occurring and that the microbial community we encountered is using that material as a source of nutrients for growth.
So oil, I guess oil methane is being created deep in the ocean, not through the decomposition of plant life. It's actually being created from kind of like the raw ingredients, carbon dioxide, hydrogen, water. Do I have this right?
Yeah, well, you have it right, that that's the best hypothesis at the moment that we have. So that has a lot of implications. First of all, it says that this community of microorganisms far below the seafloor may be subsisting on materials that are not derived from photosynthesis at the surface. So they may be truly independent of the surface biosphere. Secondly, it has implications for understanding what life might be like on other planets. And the planet that everybody is most interested in, of course, is Mars, because it's known that there's water on Mars, and it's known that Mars is producing methane. And it's a bit of a mystery where that methane comes from. So one possibility is that it's being produced by abiotic processes like this. Enough is known about Mars to postulate that if there is life there, it's probably some sort of subterranean life occurring in rocks very much like the rocks that we were investigating at the Atlantic Massif.
And you mentioned that the conditions there were just right. There was really no surprise, as you said, to find life down there because of the conditions. What are those conditions like?
Well, there's a lot of rock and a little bit of water circulating through cracks. It's not that hot. It's a balmy temperature. I think you and I'd be happy at the temperature that most of these rocks were collected at. There's the concentrations of nutrients for growth are very low, and the concentrations of cells are quite low too. But there are traces. I don't know what it would smell like if you could sniff it, but there are certainly traces of hydrocarbons in the water. And though, as I say, those appear to be derived from interactions between carbon dioxide, water, and rock.
Tell us more. Why are scientists looking for life in some of the deepest places that have ever been drilled into the Earth?
The desire to understand the microbiology of these igneous subsurface crustal rocks is motivated by a number of different curiosities that humans have. One is these rocks certainly are similar to the kinds of rocks found on planets like Mars, and so one wonders whether similar processes could be. Whether you could find out about what's happening in the deep Earth subsurface and whether similar processes might be happening elsewhere in the solar system. I think that's a very legitimate curiosity that motivates this sort of research. Secondly, today we're very concerned and interested in how the climate and chemistry of our planet was formed. And this interaction of seawater with crustal rocks is a very important long-term process that has transformed the chemistry of seawater and continues to alter seawater chemistry. So, and it's massive in scale. I mean, the size of the Earth's crust is enormous, and the water, the oceans are constantly circulating through that crust. So, even if it's a very dilute process, releasing energy and slightly altering the chemistry of the seawater, it's happening on such an immense scale that it's something that humans ought to know more about, I think.
And so what's next? Where will this research lead to? You said that it's not easy to do this, and it may not happen maybe for another expedition like what the IODP did. May not happen for a while. Are there plans to seek life further down?
Well, there's certainly a lot of planning going on, and there are no plans on the table at the moment to resample this environment. It's going to take a few years to mount another expedition of this scale to go back, and I'm not sure that they would go back to this part of the crust. They might choose to sample another region.
You've been listening to Stephen Giovannani, a professor of microbiology at Oregon State University in Corvallis. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.